Hello, everybody, and welcome to our sweet spot bonus call on what's your next step. So we've been through the official metabolic reset period. Most of you have done it. Some of you started later. Some of you started earlier. Some of you got stopped in the middle and then started again. It doesn't matter to me where you are. I want to talk to you about what's next. A lot of us are getting all hung up with, I didn't do it right. My blood sugar went over 120 a couple of times. Does that mean I have to start over? So I just want to talk to you about what do you do next, regardless of whether you made it all the way through, regardless of whether you watched all the videos and all the modules and learned all this incredible stuff, regardless of all of that, you did something. You took some steps to improve your health, to improve your nutrition, to improve your lifestyle, and that deserves congratulations. A lot of us here are here and we broke our health because of those perfectionistic tendencies. I can tell you that I did that too. Had to get good grades when I was in school. Had to be excelling when I was in my job. Always worried about how well I was doing. And the stress of that broke my health down. We're all high achievers, many of us. So I am going to look to see, I want to hear some successes, okay? I want to start with three successes, three people share successes. Not everybody, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but I would like to see some successes to get us on a high note. I've heard so many of them. I've heard people who were stuck and then got past it. I've heard people who just like the whole thing was kind of easy and just went through success the whole way. Others who had some ups and downs. The thing about it is we all have to accept our uniqueness. We have to accept our unique bodies, our unique genetics, and our unique circumstances in life, the levels of stress, the level of responsibility. But the point is, you did it. There's a lot of people sitting out there on their couches with the popcorn bowl and the ice cream, and they're not even thinking about it. They're not even concerned about improving their health. You, on the other hand, are. And so I want to help you to be the best you can be. All right. So I see some people are asking, so I'll just get through this. I'll have a section in the presentation where I'll get to it. I gave you two assessments, a hormone and gland assessment and a body system assessment. And I'm going to talk to you about that when we get to that part of the presentation, about what that means and how you can interpret it and make your next steps based on what you're seeing there, okay? So I don't know what the questions are. Lynn, I'm going to ask you if you could please do what you have been doing, is to take the questions that are questions out of here, out of this chat and out of the Q&A, and put them into a Google Doc for me and then give me the link to that, because that makes life so, whoops, much easier. I just messed up my recording. I'll just cut that out. Okay, so Lynn, if you can do that for me, I would really appreciate it, because I think that's something that has helped, and there's just too much here and it goes by too fast. Okay, so we're going to get to that. So who? All right. Leah, Lynn, you got to do this because some of this is just chatter and some of this is just is really important. All right. So Danielle says, I just finished a 2-week veggie broth detox. Great, which went really well. And since following this program, I've lost 33 pounds and several inches since the beginning of the year. I feel set for the future and excited for what's to follow. Holy cow, Danielle, that's amazing. Sandy says, I will be continuing the reset foods because they work so well with me, for me, and I'm very creative with them. And quite frankly, Sandy, I'm right there with you. I rarely eat anything that's not on there, just because it works so well and it's easy and I'm used to it. Thank you. What else? Julie, I've been doing burst fit exercises 2 times a day with a group of 3 to 8 people at work and doing the 1-minute mini vacations through the day, and they help so much. Thank you, Dr. Rita Ray. I see my blood sugar go down after these two. Way to go. Holy cow, you guys are great. All right. Now, everybody has a different situation. For some of us coming with emotional eating situations, you may not have been following as well as you could have or would have or would have liked to. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Every step you take in the right direction is a step towards improving your health. Every step you take in the wrong direction is a learning opportunity. Yahoo! If you don't see slides, go ahead and hit the refresh button or go back to the email that had the link or the website where you had the link and click it, and it'll open it up in a new browser and you'll have that. All right, so I would love it if one or two or three, however many want to, just raise your hand, star two. I'll take the first, you know, however long we have. I'll give you one, two, or three, depending on the time, to just share some kind of success that you've had in going through the program, whether it's recent, whether it's further back. I'd love to hear a few voices. So humor me and give me some voices because I love talking to you guys. Who wants to do it? Who do I see on the phone? Wendy, Debbie, Andrea, Liette, Wendy again, another Wendy. Oh, Wendy Cruz is there twice from Costa Rica. How do you know that? Marcia, Claudia, Lynn, Chris, Cynthia, Susan, John, Lynn Rose, Frankie, Anonymous, and then Julie. So any of you want to just do a star two so I can open your eyes and you just share a couple of things that have been, that you've liked, that you want to share and celebrate. Anybody? You guys being shy today on me? I know there are a lot because I've seen a lot of them in the Facebook group. All right. Well, we'll just have to go with the chat, the ones on the chat. If you change your mind, I'll give you one more couple of seconds. Star two. Otherwise, we're going to get started. No? Nobody? Are you guys hearing me on the phone? Lynn, is everybody hearing me on the phone? Oh, there we go. Marcia put her hand up. All right. I'm going to go ahead and open Lynn.
Hi.
There you go. One more.
Couple of seconds. Start.
Marcia,
we're going to get.
No? Part of it is your.
Are you guys hearing me on the phone? Lynn?
Do this because there's a delay here.
Marcia,
can you hear me, Marcia?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and open Lynn.
Hi.
There you go.
You've got to turn down your volume, otherwise. I don't know how to fix that.
Part of it is your.
Yeah. All right. Well, see if you can figure out why that's happening. I think you have to turn your web down so it doesn't play back. And you might be, what you might be doing is listening on the webcast, but talking on the web call. Two different things. So see if you can fix that, and I will put your hand down so you can put it back up again if you feel like you got it fixed. All right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and do, oops, she put her hand up again. Marcia?
Yeah?
Oh, good. There you are.
Yeah, I wasn't seeing the slides, so I did the other thing, and then I had both, so you're right. Anyway, I always step up to the plate. I think the biggest thing for me, first, is I just want to express so much gratitude to you and to Lynn and to the group and to my fantastic coach, Susan, because for 3 months I feel so supportive. And, you know, I came in with a lot of crap. I have a lot of conditions, and I feel like now at the end, and you've seen me totally freak out and, you know, get hysterical and then kind of get back on track and freak out. I feel like now I have a path. I'm not quite sure what you're going to suggest. I think I need to do my gut next, but, you know, we'll see. I still feel real supported by you. I'm still eating. I'm testing foods gently. Some work, some don't. But today I ate something, and I thought I had the immediate fight or flight, like, okay, so it was two cherries. I haven't had cherries. And I thought, oh, this is bad because it's not really a meal, but I just wanted to taste them because I was out at the farmer's market. And then I thought, this is causing me stress. And you know what? I just ate two cherries. Big deal. I'm not even going to go take my glucose right now. I'm just going to go home and relax and bounce and join the call and let it go. And I couldn't have done that maybe even, you know, a week ago. I didn't buy any cherries, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be afraid of food, and I feel like I'm on the path to reclaiming my freedom, although I'm not there yet, but I'm definitely on the way. So Yeah.
Beautiful observation, and what you said about I don't want to become afraid of food. And I think a lot of folks have, whether it's before they came on the program, because you've been on every summit known to mankind, and you're hearing about, well, FODMAP foods and lectin foods and oxalate foods and this food and that food, heart fat foods, love fat foods. And you're like, oh my God, I'm just going to drink water because it's ridiculous because there's something wrong with everything. And then that creates this imbalance in the body because of the stress, right? So I'm glad you did what you did. Chances are two cherries were sitting just fine with you, but you're worried about it.
Yeah.
It's the blood sugar imbalance. Maybe, maybe not. And we're in the testing phase, right? So you've gone through the metabolic reset. For the most part, your sugar stayed below 110 as far as you were posting. Every now and then you had some things go up and it's like, okay, let's test. Let's see what I can incorporate back in and how I can incorporate it back in. It's not just the what, but it's the how. Well, two cherries with, you know, half a dozen romaine lettuce leaves might raise your blood sugar 10 points. Two cherries in the middle of the afternoon when you're hot and sweaty and, you know, stressed out might raise it 30 points. Who knows?
Right.
But it's when you find that out that you get freedom from food, not fear of food. Freedom to choose what you know works well for you. Not that you have to forego certain tastes of fresh, whole, you know, juicy fruit, but you learn how to eat it. I've learned how to eat pineapple. I can't just eat a whole pineapple or half a pineapple anymore. I have to eat it with my romaine lettuce or with my green smoothie, and then I can enjoy that luscious taste without disturbing my blood sugar. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think the whole thing for me is that I've been in the sympathetic nervous system most of my life, and now I'm working to get into the parasympathetic. So
absolutely. Enjoy parasympathetic. Now, there are times for parasympathetic. Let's just say we're not going to live life without it. But it's a balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic that we all go for. And some of us had, you know, pretty stressful childhoods, early adulthoods, later adulthoods, and it's really hard to figure out how to get into parasympathetic because we're so used to being into sympathetic. But treat yourself. We taught you a lot of ways and ways to go back to it whenever you get the opportunity. So thank you, Marcia. I've been watching you, and I'm really excited by the progress you've made.
Thank you, me too. Thank you, thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, namaste. All right, so let's go into our presentation mode. So hopefully you're all seeing my presentation. It's on the screen. If you don't see it on the screen, and if you're just on the phone, you're obviously not going to see it. If you're calling from your cell phone while you're driving, you're not going to see my presentation. But if you're on the web, which many of you are, because I see most of the people on the phone are actually on the web call. A few are not, so you might be on cell phones, but go ahead and just hit refresh if you don't see the presentation, and you should see it. The presentation will be recorded. This will be put into the membership site probably by tomorrow. Yesterday's bonus call is already up on the site, guys. So let's go ahead and just sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the show, as they say. So as we usually talk about, right, this is not medical advice. If you're under the care of a doctor for any on medication, please do check in with that practitioner about anything that you decide to do based on this. I mean, you've already done the heavy lifting, which is the stuff that would have lowered your blood pressure medication and your glycemic control being better, maybe your blood sugar medication if you are on it. But yeah, this is not medical advice. We're really educating you. I just want to share with you that my goal is to put me out of business. And people say, when I say that, they look at me like strange. No, my goal is to empower you to be able to take charge of your own health. And they do that by coaching. I do that with education. I want you to be empowered to not need health professionals anymore, to have enough inside of you. You know, maybe we're going to head in that direction. You're still going to need somebody to help you when you break a bone, you know, when you get a bee sting or other things like that. But I want to empower you because the system is broken, and I want us to be able to operate from a standpoint of empowered self-care, empowered self-care. So we've been talking about the sweet spot. I like to think of the sweet spot as that place of perfect balance where you feel energetic, clear, focused, and unstoppable. And in this program, we worked towards that being the union of balance among five key lifestyle elements. And you can see those five represented in this Venn diagram kind of thing, and the sweet spot's right there in the middle. Here's the thing. The sweet spot, you can find a sweet spot in a lot of things, right? They talk about the golf swing and the baseball. I think about the sweet spot as that balance of finding the right diet, the right exercise, the right lifestyle, the right diet, everything within, wow, I feel great, the right amount of sleep. And I love being in my sweet spot. If I feel out of my sweet spot, woo, it feels kind of weird and off-putting. So our goal is to get there. Throughout this program, we talked about getting our blood sugar in balance because that's one of the key principal pieces of getting into your sweet spot. May not be the only one. We'll talk about some more today, but it's definitely the biggest one. Now, I drew this picture of the blood sugar imbalance spectrum. Right? These are the factors. These are the where you start. Now, you're going to be at different places along the spectrum, and when you first started, you might have been at a different place. So let me explain to you what these different pieces of the blood sugar balance spectrum. Early on, usually unbeknownst to anybody, you start to produce too much insulin. You start to produce too much insulin because you're eating too many carbs or you have too much stress, which is causing you to release sugar into the blood, and your body's needing the insulin to get the cells nourished and energized. You may have started producing too much insulin when you were a child, when you sat with mama and she put cow's milk formula loaded with high fructose corn syrup in your bottle, which I got, when you had your first birthday party and you were served chocolate cake because it was like, that's our celebration. This hyperinsulinemia starts really early on. For some people, it shows in symptoms of being hungry all the time after a few years, usually, of this hyperinsulinemia. Oops. The next step, the next stage we get into is usually that reactive hypoglycemia. So we're making too much insulin. We may be doing that for a long time before the body starts to have these periods where your blood sugar goes crashing on down and you feel like, I gotta eat. I've got what they call hangry. That again is considered, that's normal. No problem. Just eat every 2 hours. That'll deal with it. But if you do that and you don't address the problem right then and there, you come into what I call pre-insulin resistance. This is the stage where I would say probably 50 to 75% of the people in the group, maybe even a lot more, have that state of pre-insulin resistance. It's not diagnosable. Your medical doctor would never have told you you had insulin resistance or a blood sugar problem, other than if you had reactive hypoglycemia as a teenager and they just said, eat more frequently, fine, done, over. That pre-insulin resistance, that stage where your fasting blood sugar is fine, your hemoglobin A1C is within the normal range that the labs believe in, which would be 5.6 or below. They don't even test your insulin levels, so we don't even know what that stage would be. Then, okay, so what are the symptoms in this stage? The symptoms that most of you came in with, right? A little bit of extra belly fat, or a lot. Some brain fog, some focus problems maybe, high stress, and fatigue, among other things. Hungry all the time, food cravings, etc. So doctors would not have caught that. For many of you, they didn't. For many of you, because of this imbalance, you ended up with autoimmune diseases or various and sundry pain syndromes and other kinds of imbalances or anxiety or depression that doctors said, here's Prozac, it's a Prozac deficiency. Next is overt insulin resistance. A good number of you came in with that. That's where your fasting blood sugar was above 100. And that was where the hemoglobin A1C might have been 5.7, 5.8, 6.0. And if they did fasting insulin, it would be like above 5 or 8. Insulin resistance, right? Pre-diabetes. Then we have metabolic syndrome, which is insulin resistance coupled with hypertension. Some of you were in that state. Some of you were in the pre-insulin resistance, but with hypertension or high cholesterol, low HDLs, metabolic syndrome, and then finally diabetes. And some of you came in with diabetes. Some of you that came in with diabetes, if you followed this program to the letter, you may no longer have those signs of diabetes. Maybe your fasting blood sugar is down in the 90s or even 80s, right? So I'm hoping that if you followed this, if you followed this process, this program, that you're in a different place than where you were when you started. Yay, celebrate. But here's the thing, if you started way down and you only moved up one or two, that's great. You still went up. You may not be perfect yet. You maybe have had this going on for decades. The habits are strong, maybe you're unable to get all the stress levels under control. So you've gone through a metabolic reset, whether you've gone through the whole thing, part of it, whatever. Gone through the metabolic reset, and a lot of people are asking me, what's next? So during that, I wanted to share that this process can take more than 30 years. And you may be in this pre-insulin resistant state where belly fat's accumulating, the fatigue is getting worse, and nobody's picking it up. You could be there for years. You could be there for decades. But before diabetes becomes diabetes, guess what? It's been going on for at least 30 years. And this is what the beauty of this program is to teach you to be in control, to be empowered, so that you can catch it before it becomes diabetes, before severe damage is done to your peripheral nerves. And I'm so excited for you guys, because you're catching it at the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of damage that's going on. And this is stuff that we went through early on before we actually started the program. During the program, we worked on getting your five areas balanced. So what I want to do as we go through these, I want to review a little bit, and I want to review what the next steps in evaluating each of those areas is and knowing what specific fine-tuning you could do. And also to look at, if you haven't been doing all the different things we've taught you, you've got a wealth of information on the site, a wealth of information that you can go back to and like pour through and say, what did I miss here in the fitness? I feel like I need more. In fact, we added an additional piece to the fitness because Maria did an excellent job on the Facebook Live. For those of you who missed it, watch it. We'll send an email tomorrow with the links. It was amazing. And it's all about the brain. So we put that brain and fitness, so we put that it's going to be one of the advanced topics, like the deep dive topics that you can do. Each of your modules has your basics, your core basics, and then it has the more deep dive stuff. So if you're feeling like you're at a plateau or you feel like you need to move further, great. The best thing for you to do is to deep dive in and see what you need to do in each of these areas. So really look at yourself on movement. And we gave you at the beginning, we gave you some little quizzes. And hopefully you did those at the beginning to see what your score was in each of these areas. I'd recommend you go back and do those again. We gave you some fitness tests. See how well you're doing there. I know that some people, they don't practice specific things like push-ups or sit-ups, but by the end of the program, they're doing more just because their overall fitness level got better. So the movement needs to be consistent. I know a lot of you got really motivated and inspired as Maria talked about the importance of this stuff. I believe that the more you understand how your habits affect how your body works, the more you're going to be consistent and the more you're going to follow through and the more you're going to be motivated. And again, we're going through a lifetime of programming that is antithesis of what we're teaching here, like the couch potato mentality, the biggest exercise you do is your thumb hitting the controls on the remote, the food, you know, you sit there at the couch with the remote and you munch on foods that are raising your blood sugar unbeknownst to you. So now you know better. And what I find is that you can't go backwards once you know, because if you do and try to go back into old habits, there's going to be that voice playing in your head saying, remember, this isn't quite it. So I highly recommend that you go back through the fitness. If you're not consistent, if you're not doing bursts at least 3 times a week, not a day, like on the days you're doing them, you should be doing at least 4 bursts a day. I've started to incorporate bursts right into my running instead of as a separate thing. So what I'll do is I'll set my timer on my phone, stick it, I have a little pocket in my, I have these really cool running shorts that have a spandex pocket. So I just stick it in my pocket and then I do 30 seconds all out. It goes beep, 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 beep. Then I slow down, set it for 2.5 minutes. So my bursts, my intervals are 3 minutes. So three, if I want to do four of those, that's 12 minutes. If I want to do five, I think I did five today. That's about, 15 minutes? That's great. And then the rest of the time I could just be running and leisurely and listening to my great music. So movement, look at that. Look at what things you can do to improve it, to make it fun. And actually go back and watch Maria's because it's going to make you really excited about doing the movement. Nutrition, so much here. Highly recommend that you go wherever you are right now, whether you think you made 30 days or not, is to go into the metabolic reset, the period after, the reintroduction period, so the transition phase, right? What are you going to do once you did it? Okay, how do you reintroduce some of these foods? Some of these foods you're going to say, I'm just so missing. It's getting to be summertime. I don't want to miss out on the peaches and the strawberries. Great, test them. Test them and find out your tolerance. If you can eat them and not have your blood sugar go up, more power to you. And here's the deal. Again, if you're still high levels, like the diabetic range, if you came in a diabetic state, and you're still up there but maybe lower, judge by how much something raises your sugar. If you're keeping your blood sugars 110 or below most of the time, don't worry about how much it goes up. Be concerned about the level because it's after a certain point that it gets dangerous. And when we have very low blood sugar and we put food in that raises it, you're going to see a much bigger jump. When I was fasting and I got my blood sugar down in the 30s and 40s, as soon as I ate a meal, which consisted of like vegetable broth and a little bit of a steamed vegetable, my blood sugar went up 30, 40 points. And you go, oh my God, that's terrible. No, it was just my body going, oh, there's some sugar here. I can take this out of the food. But it only went up from 35 or 40 to 65 or 70, right? So no worries. Don't let's just like draw, we tend to get so rigorous. Let's try to go those two words together about this. So if your blood sugar tends to be fasting in the 90s or above, then you can use the 20 to 25 to 30 at the most points rule. So go out there and have a couple of cherries. See what it does to your blood sugar. Oh, it raised it up a little too high. Great. The next time you have those two cherries, have them with 3, 4, 5, 6 romaine leaves. Alternate the leaves with the cherry so you have that wonderful taste. Wow, now I can do it. So now I know how many I can do. Okay. Let's just get light about it and continue to eat the metabolic reset foods and add some of these other foods that you're missing. Don't test things you're not missing. Maybe sweet potatoes don't appeal to you when it's 85 to 90 degrees outside. You really want to test is the fresh fruit. In the metabolic reset reintroduction phase, I talk about how you can look at embracing these foods and adding these foods in a particular order. Now, if that order works for you, great. If it doesn't, tweak it a little bit. But I had the fresh fruits and then I had, the starchy vegetables might have been later and grains way later. Here's the thing with grains. If you have an autoimmune disease, I would stay off of them completely for a good 3 months. Okay? No grains. I'm listening. I love listening when I run. The book, No Pain, No Grain. No Grain, No Pain, Peter Osborne. Excellent book so far. I don't know if I agree with everything yet because I haven't gotten that far into it. But his research showing that people with autoimmune diseases, people with chronic pain, getting off grains completely, that just going gluten-free isn't enough. So many of you are off grains completely anyway because you've been following the low glycemic version or you haven't been testing and you're doing the extreme rigorous, but try that for a little bit longer. It could be really beneficial. I'm going to talk more about the timing of your meals when we get to the fifth one, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about intermittent fasting and regular fasting and some of the meal spacing concepts. But experiment with the foods and stick as close to the metabolic reset diet as you need to. And please don't, like the column that's red, that's the sugars and all that other stuff, it doesn't belong in your body. I know you grew up on it. I know that it was wonderful comfort food, but it's gone. It's history, right? We're moving away from that. So test the foods that are really full of nutrition that might be a little higher glycemic and see what your body tolerates. A lot of people criticize me for being anti-fruit. And they say, I'm not anti-fruit. I'm for you eating as much fruit as your body comfortably handles and loves and keeps you in that state of right, that sweet spot. So if you can eat one serving of fruit a day and be in your sweet spot, or you can eat three servings a day, whatever it is for you, and it's going to change from time to time. The best thing to do is to not stress over it. So look at your nutrition critically. The feeling of, I'll never be able to eat that again, stresses you out, raises your cortisol, which raises your glucose. So let's just go, okay, whatever it is, it is. I mean, there are some foods that were my favorites that I just hardly ever eat anymore. And at this point, I don't even miss them, right? I look at fruit and I go, oh, yeah, it's okay. I know what my body takes. And I know if I've been sleeping well and I'm really good with my exercise and with my stress management, that I could eat more fruit than I normally would. So your pleasure in life is not proportional to your diet. It's proportional to those pleasurable things. And so I really encourage you to find those other things that support you. If you're having problems with emotional eating, go back and watch the bonus call we did with Trisha Nelson and check out her resources, her blogs, her podcast about the emotional eating and sitting in things that support you and nourish you. Okay? Okay, so next, the stress. Keep doing the heart map. I can't tell you how many people who are saying, my blood sugar's up and how many times a day do you do heart math? Well, you know, when I remember, how often is that? Well, maybe every few days, right? Make sure you're doing whatever your flavor is. We give you lots of options. We give you the fun index. We give you the positive aspects journal. We give you all kinds of fun ways to lower your stress. And guess what? Fun is one of those. Yay, let's go have fun. Plan at least 5 minutes a day of fun. It's phenomenal. So the stress is important. And it's not just important during the metabolic reset. It's not just a transient thing. It's something you need to learn to do. I've been a stressed out mama my whole life in terms of, got to get the best grades. Got to, you know, take care of this person. Am I good enough? A whole bit. And I've learned through these stress management techniques to just be much more mellow. And who's on here that's known me a long time? Is Barbara on there? I don't know if she is, but Barbara, raise your hand if you're there. She's my sister. She's been doing this program and she's known me all my life. So it really does work. It so super works. Next, sleep. Okay, I know some of you are still struggling with sleep. There's so much to sleep. And a lot of people say, well, I'm doing all the things you told me to do. But are you doing them sequentially? Are you playing around with them and trying to do them together? Are you doing the heart math right before you go to bed? Are you looking at some of the herbs? And yeah, you might have to work with somebody one-on-one to really look at your lab tests, your nutrients, what deficiencies you may have. But if you're having trouble with sleep and you've done, really have done everything, there's something more. You can get to sleep. Okay, so I was talking to, it was Lynn Rose on the call. Lynn Rose was telling me she's been having sleep problems her whole life, and the thing that she discovered was dirty electricity in her home. And she got a meter, and she went around, and she tested all her outlets and found that she had some outlets that were putting out huge amounts of EMFs, or not EMFs, some other waves of what's called dirty electricity. And we're going to do, I'm going to get her to do some presentations for us on that, but cleaning up that. I know Maya, you on the call, Maya discovered that she was keeping her iPad next to her bed. And when she took her iPad and put it in the other room and got rid of all the Wi-Fi and turned it off at night, she finally would sleep. So there's a lot here, and it lowered her blood sugar. That's what Maya noticed, is that her blood sugar got lower. So the sleep is so critical. There's the people who can't sleep because they go to bed and they just can't sleep. And there's some other, there's a metabolic or a physiologic or an energetic block there. Then there's people like me in my past days. where I just don't go to bed. And I'm happy to report I've been going to bed before midnight for the last at least 3 weeks, a long time. And it feels great. It feels really great. It's so, so important. So if you're still having issues with your blood sugar, don't go right to it's what I eat. Remember, there's five factors here. I was reading a blog post the other day, a Facebook post, and it was like, okay, I'm on this continuous meter, and he says, he's a ketogenic guy, he wrote the, Mike Mutzel, you might know him, he wrote this thing, and he'd gotten one of the continuous glucose meters, and he's just watching, and he said he had this one day where he had just fasted for 16 hours, and he had been, you know, in ketosis, good sugars the day before, but he suddenly looked and the thing went up to 160. It was because he was rushing and stressed going to the airport. He had to be around people in the airport, etc. It was the stress. You know, once he realized it and brought the stress down, he was able to get the sugar down. So do not forget that you can do heart math to bring your sugars down. You can go for a walk around the block. You can do a light burst. Sometimes heavy bursts might raise it a little bit. You can do a light burst to bring your sugars down. Don't forget about it. You can take an extra dose of chromium. You can take a little berberine. You can find what works for you. I know one person who did the program a few years ago, she would take a quarter of an avocado. That's all it took. That would lower her blood sugar. So play with the things we've provided you to see how you can get things down. But don't forget about these core basics. Okay, so if you're not sleeping, this is something you have to look for. And we're going to talk about, like, what do you do next? Like, how do you determine what your next stressor that you need to work on is if you're not getting the full results that you would like to be getting? And then optimal timing and rhythms. And I want to talk about a few things that you can do to help with this. So that's the spacing your meals and not eating too close to bedtime. Those just are givens. Some people who are much thinner with a high metabolic weight, spacing your meals 4 to 5 hours causes you to get too thin. Eating every 3 hours is fine. Just keep the foods in such a way that they don't raise your insulin and your blood sugar too much. Don't eat before bed. Get out of that habit of eating too close to bed. If you haven't mastered that one yet, that's one to be looking at because that's going to affect your blood sugar. But here's the thing. If you're finding that your blood sugars in the morning are still a little on the high side, check your blood sugar right before you go to bed. You want to determine, is my sugar going up while I sleep? Is it staying the same, just not coming down? Or is it going down possibly and then coming up again? So a lot of people say, well, my blood sugar, it's really high in the morning. It's like 100. Well, what was it before you went to bed? Now, here's some of the things that can happen to throw that off. Parasites. Parasites actually lay eggs in the middle of the night. So if you've got some parasites, they could be laying eggs in the middle of the night, which causes a rush of cortisol, which causes an increase in blood sugar, which causes a rise in insulin, which then causes your blood sugar to go up. You may be catching that in the morning. Stress. If you've got that blood sugar high in the morning, it may be going up during the night because of some old traumas, old wounds in your childhood, your adulthood, times when maybe you woke up in the middle of the night to parents fighting or your dad, you know, or mom drunk and attacking the other one. You were scared. So your body's afraid to sleep during the night. That can contribute to not being able to get good sleep or can contribute to cortisol levels rising during the night and raising your morning blood sugar. So a couple of things that you might try if you haven't already. So when we started the program, we said, have a good breakfast. Eat within an hour of getting up. Eat a high-protein meal, protein, fiber, greens, and good sources of fat. Hopefully probiotics, too, would help as well. That's not what is ideal for everyone. But many people who have blood sugar imbalances also have adrenal imbalances. And when your adrenals are wonked, it really helps to eat first thing in the morning. Some of you have been playing with intermittent fasting. So there's several ways you can do intermittent fasting. One is to allow 14 hours, 16 hours between dinner and your first meal. That may mean that eating within an hour of getting up doesn't work unless you're actually sleeping for 14 hours, in which case it would, right? Finding what works for you is phenomenal. If you wake up in the morning and you don't really want to eat, let me test this. So say you've eaten your last meal at 7 o'clock the night before, you go to bed at 10, you wake up at 6 or 7, and you are not hungry within that hour. So if you got up at 6 or 7, had your meal the night before, and you got up at, say, 6 and then ate at 7, that would be a 12-hour spacing between meals, which is good. I want you to have at least 12 hours. But say you didn't eat within that first hour, and you decided to do a version of intermittent fasting, which says allow 14 to 16 hours between meals. It could be 14 to 20 hours between meals. And instead of eating at 7, you wait till 10 to eat, or you wait till noon to eat. That might work better for you. But if in between that period you feel cranky and irritable and energy is low, that's probably not right for you. Find the optimal spacing between dinner and breakfast that works for you. You don't want to be cranky and irritable and running around wanting to chop people's heads off. Right? But you may not need to eat, and you may find that you keep better glucose control. So that's something to experiment with. The other thing that's excellent to experiment with, if it works for you, is the concept of a 24-hour fast. Not a one-day fast. It's a 24-hour fast. And let me tell you the difference. If you were to say, I'm not going to eat on Wednesday, that means you have had dinner on Tuesday night, you wake up on Wednesday, you don't eat, and you don't eat again until Thursday morning. That's more than a 24-hour fast. It's more like a 36-hour fast, depending on what time you ate on Tuesday. That could be too much for some folks. So a 24-hour fast allows you to have no days without eating, but you have one meal. So you might finish your dinner meal on Tuesday and then not eat again until the dinner meal on Wednesday. Gives you 24 hours between your meals. Try it. See how you feel. Here's the advantage of that, is that during that time period, your blood sugar goes down and your growth hormone comes up. Your insulin levels come down. So if you can get in the habit of doing that once or twice a week, depending on how much extra weight you have, you can be dropping the extra weight. You can be stabilizing your insulin, stabilizing your blood sugar, and optimizing your growth hormone, which helps you to burn fat, store lean, and do repair. So play with these things and don't just jump into it. If you have a history of being hangry, then go slowly. Space things out. Learn to drink. You can drink water. You can drink tea. Someone asked in the chat, well, I had this Danda blend during this period and my sugar went up 20. Does that count towards an intermittent fast? Probably not, because you raised your blood sugar. It's probably something in the Danda blend, which is a dandelion, but it also has barley in it. So it's probably got some things that are raising your sugar. So try it without. Try just pure dandelion tea instead. Usually those non-caloric teas are going to work just fine. So play with that. Okay? Play with it. Now, the last thing I want to mention in the timing is something called a fasting mimicking diet, because I know that Maya experimented with that. There's a company called Prolon that makes this kit, and you can buy it, and you can do a fasting mimicking diet. Downside is it's a little expensive, and it's actually the foods in there seemed a little higher glycemic than I would normally eat. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how it works so I can report back. But what Maya did was she did this fasting mimicking diet where she wasn't completely not eating. She was eating avocado and green powder. She used vitamin Earl Green for her stuff and got good results with her sugars. She'd been doing fasting, water fasting on a regular basis, and she does great during it, but honey, you can't sustain. You can't sustain water fasting, right? You've got to nourish yourself. So there are some ways that you can do this to jumpstart if you're at a plateau. Here's the other thing. When I go back to the balanced nutrition, we found this when we were looking at Marsha's chronometer, is that a lot of people aren't eating enough green in their meals. And that's not nourishing. I'm going to tell you a little story about when my kids were little and I was hungry all the time. I had a one-year-old and a, well, close to one. He was probably 6 months, and a four-year-old. And I was like thinking I was eating and I wasn't. So I would say, why am I so hungry? Or just eat a meal. And then I'd see my meals just still sitting on the table because I was interrupted. So I would see that and go, oh, I better eat. And then I would still feel hungry and I'd go, I need more. But the first thing I went for was calories. And when I need more calories, I need some nutrient, calorie dense food, not nutrient dense food. So I would go for nuts. I would go for some whole grains, maybe some beans. And then I'd eat all this food and still feel hungry. And one day I did all that and I'm like, you haven't had enough greens. So I just made this huge pot of broccoli and I ate the pot of broccoli and I totally felt satisfied. So you need greens. Your appetite's not going to get turned off just because you've eaten enough calories. Your brain's looking for nutrition. And that's a big part of why we're hungry all the time. We're looking for nutrition. So over the course of a day, I'd love to see you be eating, you know, 10 cups, 12 cups, 14 cups of vegetables, greens and rainbow vegetables. And if you look at Terry Wall's book, and she wrote a book on how she reversed her MS, she had a paleo-type diet, very low-glycemic-type diet, but she found that with lots and lots of vegetables, she was able to get the results. When she just did a straight paleo or a straight vegan diet, it wasn't working. But when she combined and she did the low-glycemic, only good fats, cut out all the bad fats, and tons of vegetables, the autoimmune disease started getting better. So lots and lots of vegetables. Every meal should be green. When I do my plate is usually 75% green, if not more. And then the rest of it might be some rainbow vegetables. I may put a tahini sauce or a cashew sauce or something like that over my veggies to give me some satiety. Lots and lots of greens, and it's a mistake I see now. People say, well, I can't eat raw greens because my IBS or because of my inflammatory bowel disease. We got to heal that gut. So let's do cooked greens, steamed greens, and blended greens. Could be for up to 30 days just to nourish and repair. And then slowly, just like you're reintroducing the higher glycemic foods, you reintroduce some of the fibers because the cellulose can be irritating. Some people might say, well, I have an oxalate problem or I have some other problem. Go with where you're at and gradually build it up. But for the most part, a huge amount of greens works for most people. Okay, so these are some things you can do. Now, just to work within the guidelines of the program, because people are looking for, do I need thyroid support? Do I need this support? Do I need that support? And maybe you do. But let's really make sure that you're being consistent with the guidelines we've presented within the program to help your blood sugar get balanced. We had some before and after assessments. If you haven't done them before, at least do them after just to see where you're at. If you did them before, do them after for sure to just see how much has shifted. Sometimes the scale doesn't give us exactly what we need because the body weight shifts. The belly fat goes away, the thigh muscles might have gotten stronger, the scale may say the exact same thing, and you're frustrated. I remember that happening once to a client. She came into the office. We were working together, and it had been about a month since her last visit, and she's, I'm so frustrated. I've only lost 3 pounds. I thought I'd lose more by now. I said, let's do your body composition. And I have this body composition bioimpedance unit where I put the electrodes on and I test it. And I said, oh, you've lost 3 pounds of fat and you've put on 3 pounds of lean. That's why you've lost 6 pounds of fat and you've put on 3 pounds of lean. That's why the net is only 3 pounds. She goes, oh, wow. Right? So we shift it sometimes. It's not just the body scale. The measurement on the scale, it's the composition. So make a note, write it down. If you haven't already done this, to do these were in the very beginning of the program in the assessments part. Okay? Good idea. All right. I'm going to move this thing on my screen away. So what do I do now? Okay? Maybe you've dropped a certain amount of weight, but you still have more. Maybe your energy has gotten a little bit better, but you want more energy. Maybe you still have some various aches and pains. Maybe you're plateaued. You want to know what to do now. So you've done all the things I've just told you to do to really look back and evaluate what other areas you can improve. That doesn't mean you can't start looking for other systems to try to balance. Here's the thing. It's taken you a while to get to this place for most of you. Most of you are, you know, in the over 30 or 40 crowd. Some of you are younger. Our system's broken, and you've been the victim of that broken system for a long time. You've spent millions, tens of billions of dollars on these Band-Aid approaches like you have a Prozac deficiency. And the health keeps deteriorating. We're not getting healthier. We're getting less healthy in spite of the fact that we're spending millions. So it's our responsibility to take charge of our own health. And what I feel is there's these lifestyle habits that you got to really take a close look at your lifestyle habits. We've looked at some of them, like the sleep and the exercise and the food, but there are others that you can be looking at. Many of these we've covered in this program, but really looking at, are you strong in all of these? Because if you're not strong in all of these, you cannot create a healthy body. You've got to have your body. Systems are dependent on those habits. I call them the foundations, the pillars, the seven pillars. I also call them the body freedom foundations. Why? Because when your body is in balance and you've got these in balance, you're free to do what you want with your life instead of having to be a slave to your symptoms. So then when you get these in balance, to get your digestion in balance, you need to get these in balance, right? To get your blood sugar in balance, which we've been working on, you need to get these in balance. We've talked about this, right? Fun is part of the stress management. Rest is all the sleep stuff. Exercise, the environment. We've talked about the chemicals in the environment and how they impact our receptors. Diet, of course. We looked it out. Look right at the beginning. We looked at your why, your big why. And then the mindfulness practices. Those are all the stress reduction. All of these are critical. If you've got an imbalance in your body, if you've got something that doesn't feel right, your energy's low, you've got some skin rashes, your brain is foggy, if you just jump in and say, I think it's my adrenals and try to fix them, but your digestion is a mess and your blood sugar's out of balance, those poor adrenals can't get fixed. So that's why I start with blood sugar and digestion. And unbeknownst to you, we had some of the basics of digestion in the blood sugar, because the high sugar feeds the beasties that live in your gut that shouldn't be there. We've talked about slow and steady eating, the pre-meal do heart math that helps your digestion. So we've been working some of the basics of digestion and the blood sugar together. For some of you, the next step might be the adrenals. For some of you, the next step might be digging deeper into digestion, because those basics weren't enough. We need to look for specific organisms there, or heal the leaky gut or other things like that. For some of you, your next step might be, let's get some adrenal support in there. But you know what? We've been working on the adrenals a lot with our heart math, with our stress reduction. So the things we've been doing in this blood sugar balancing program have been helpful for all of these areas, but you may have a few areas that are out of balance. And we're going to talk in a little bit about the quizzes, the assessments I gave you, so you can identify where your next possible step lives. The thyroid, right? A lot of people are on thyroid medication. You've seen doctors, endocrinologists, and they go, hey, your thyroid's out of whack. Here's some thyroid medication. But they haven't looked at your digestion. They haven't looked at your blood sugar. They haven't looked at the state of your adrenals. And there's a lot of interactions between these, a lot of interactions. And it doesn't help to just jump high in the pyramid. You see, as it's narrowing, a lot of folks will jump right up to the top layers because that's what presents. But they're missing what's below. And that's why I want to help you in supporting this. That's why we worked with the blood sugar and partially on digestion. Sex hormones. How many of you have been to the doctor at menopause with hot flashes and they hand you a prescription? Or if they're a naturopath, they'll hand you some black cohosh or some other herbs. It's still missing the boat, because if your sex hormones are out of whack because your digestion isn't working and you're not detoxing, or your blood sugar's out of whack, or your adrenals are out of whack, you're never going to get them fixed. You're just going to apply another Band-Aid. And then finally, all the other organs. I mean, so many people are addressing these organ and gland imbalances in the wrong order. And it's really important that you address them in an order that makes sense. So this is where we've been, addressing the blood sugar. Again, like I said, we've been working some on digestion. It's really hard. It was really hard for me in coming up with this model to decide who got at the bottom of the pyramid, the blood sugar or digestion. Both of them are there. I may redesign this pyramid someday to have them equal at the bottom and then everything else above, because you need to get both of them balanced in order to be in balance. And to get any of these in balance, you have to have the freedom pillars in balance. Otherwise, whether you're taking natural thyroid or whether you're taking synthetic thyroid hormone or whether you're taking natural hormone replacement, bioidenticals, or herbs for your hot flashes, if you don't address the root cause, it's actually just like taking the fire, the little battery out of your smoke detector in the middle of the night when it goes off because it's annoying, shut those symptoms off, and then running the risk of the house burning down. If you're having hot flashes because your digestion is imbalanced, because you've got some organisms living in your gut that don't belong, that's messing with your microbiome, and messing with your neurotransmitters, and messing with your liver detox, you're not going to really solve the problem. So I want to help you to look at truly solving the problem. And if you haven't done this component of the program, What's Your Big Why, I totally recommend that you go back. It was in the very first beginning part of the foundations, is to go through and do your values and visions. These women are all 80 plus. Our young woman up at the top is 83 or 4. She's our young spring chicken in this picture. Our gymnast over on the left is 94. I think she's 94, 93. They're both close in age, and our little yoga person over on the right is in her 90s. Both of these women are in their 90s. The one on the left, the gymnast, looks a little more when you see her face because she's let her hair go. Our one on the right has done what most of us do when our hair starts to go white, is cover it up. So she looks a little bit younger, but look at their bodies. Look at their bodies. Look at the prowess. Look at what they have. Do you have a big why that's going to propel you to make choices? They are doing whatever it takes to have their bodies be in that shape so that they can do what they want to do. So what's your big why and what's your big vision? If you haven't already done this and you're at a point here and you're going, but I'm plateaued, go back to that piece of the program. What's your big why? To be healthy, to drop weight, to get fit? What's deeper than that? Well, I want to be healthy, drop weight, get fit because I want to take a trip around the world or start a passion-driven career, write a novel, hike the Grand Canyon. What is it you really want? Go back to that inspired health vision system and do that. And don't like, oh, that's not the important part. The important part is when I measure my glucose and then I get all this stuff right. That's not it. There's so much more to it. There's so much possible for you. You can have all the energy you want, they're fun for relationships, for family. You can get your brain focused. So many of you have said, yeah, I can't believe how much better I'm thinking. You can be fully present for your loved ones. You can be. You can be. So what's the next step? So we talked about really putting into place the things in the program. Just go back without judgment, without stress, without the need to be perfect, without beating yourself up because you ate two cherries. And I love that. I'm not picking on you, Marcia. You said you did it well, but at first that thought was, oh my God, I ate two cherries. Okay? Without judgment, without fear. Make the best choices you can in every moment. So I gave you these in the last few emails we've sent with reminders for this. I've given you these access to these assessments. If you don't have access, just go ahead and write these down. DrEmery.com/go/HGassess, hormone gland assess is what that stands for, and body system organ glands assessment. So write these down if you haven't already done them. But a lot of you have already done them, right? A lot of you have already done these. So what I wanted to do is go through what did you find on these and how can you use these to know what you need next? So in the hormone gland assessment, we have a section for blood sugar. We have a section for adrenals. Actually, we have two sections for adrenals, high and low. Same thing for thyroid, high and low. We've got a sex hormone section, and we have two sections there, one for premenopausal and one for postmenopausal. And I think that's it, right? So we've got all that in your hormone gland assessments. Do them. And then look, ideally, every one of your responses, the score is going to be 10 or less. I would love to see, by a show of hands on the call, or by you putting into the chat, who had 10 or less on either all or most of their hormone gland assessment sections. Anybody? I'd love to see that, because I want to talk to you if you did, and I want to congratulate you if you did. Those scores are, the low scores are better, the high scores are worse. Unlike school, where you want to go for 100%. If you get 100% on any of these, it means that you have all the symptoms that we know of or that we calculate for that particular imbalance. Okay, so that assessment is going to look at the middle four sections of the pyramid, the blood sugar, the adrenal, the thyroid, and the sex hormone. The body systems and organs goes through digestion, and there's five different sections for digestion to try to help you to hone in to which part of your digestive tract might be out of balance. And then it hits all the stuff at the top, which is the immune system, the lungs, the respiratory system, and the urinary system, and the cardiovascular system. You're going to get a score, okay? So here's the way I look at this. If your digestion is anything other than green or possibly blue, it's out of balance and it needs to be addressed regardless of whether it's one of the highest scores or not. Digestion is critical. Same with blood sugar. So if either of those are showing up with imbalances, you need to continue to work on them or pick up and go deeper with working on the digestion. Then you're going to look at, well, which other ones, like going in order of this pyramid, right? So if the adrenals are out of balance, then we're going to need to work on those next. The thyroid's out of balance, we'll have to work on that. If they're in the green, and you know, sometimes you can get away with it in the blue and skip to something that has a higher number. So green is 10 or less. Blue is anywhere from 11, I think, to 20 or 25. And then we have yellow, orange, and red on the scores. And it'll tell you in the document, the PDF of that will give you that, and also if you did the online version of it as well. Well, I think these are just, no, these give you both. There's an online version, and then there's the PDF where you can print out the PDF and go ahead and do it and then score it manually. Okay, so who's done this? Monroe said, I think mine were all high. Mine were high, Patricia, high, cortisol, 100, what? Whew. Mine are in my stack of papers from this past weekend, okay. I was low, 10 or less on everything except thyroid. Pamela, it's really clear then. Congratulations, first of all, that's awesome. That means you need to work on your thyroid, right? So your next step is working on your thyroid. Those of you who did them and your numbers are high above that 10 point, maybe you have one or two that are green. Those are congratulations. You're doing great there. Then you need to work on more than one. So let's find the order that you want to do them. Claudia said, I did them. I can't find them anymore. Oh, it's a good thing to do. So when Eliette says, my kidney and bladder are high. Okay, great. But how was your digestion and blood sugar and adrenals and stuff? So you want to work on those if they have imbalances. So if they're all under 10 except your kidney and bladder, well, great. That's where you're going to work, right? That's where you're going to work. Sandy says my numbers were better than in the past. Still more healing to go. Great. Wow, Jenny, 6 out of 8 on body systems assessment under 10. Hormones is another story. So the hormones seem to be where to go. You look at the ones, if the two that are not under 10 were digestion, let's work on that. The digestion was broken down into the upper GI, which would be the stomach esophagus. So that had symptoms of things like reflux and ulcers and irritation up there, to the pancreas, a small intestine area. Do you need for enzymes, not making enough enzymes? There was a section on liver, gallbladder. There was a section on elimination, which would have been your digestive, your lower digestive tract. So let's get a sign of what that is. Pamela said, I'm old and stress is not a factor. I can take a day at a time, take it or leave it, not think about it, but still crave sugar when I don't follow sweet spots. So what does that tell you? Follow it. This can be a diet for life, not a diet for a short period of time. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. The sweet spot lifestyle. I've got a book in the making, The Sweet Spot Lifestyle. Who else? Yeah, good. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. So let's move on to what do we do next? The Body Freedom Foundations, I call them that. And we spelled out the word F, freedom. So if sometimes they don't seem like they were exactly what those things are, it was great to create an acronym. Fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. Freedom. When you can get all of this in balance, it's going to lead to balance in those organs and gland systems. You can have then maybe some specific things you need to do, like, you know, precursors to thyroid hormone, getting rid of things specifically that affect thyroid, taking your temperature and figuring out, you know, things that you can do. But you've got to get these foundations done. And I call them the Body Freedom Foundation. I used to call them the seven pillars of health. You'll still see a lot of our documentation that call them that. Those of you who have been in ERC or some of our other programs have called them that. We're going to rebrand everything and call it the Body Freedom Foundations, okay? How do you know if these are out of balance? Well, you know they're out of balance if you're not doing well, right? So look what happens. You got this nice table that all the legs are these Body Freedom foundational pieces. And if one or two is out of balance, what happens to the rest of the system? It puts it out of kilter, right? And then something might be off with the digestion, the blood sugar, the adrenals, the thyroid, the sex hormones, the organs, and they're all kind of blah, and you feel out of whack and out of balance. This is what we want to get you back to. Balance between all of these pieces, feeling great. So what can you do about this? Yeah, what can you do about that? Claudia is saying the link only shows, I don't think so. I've clicked on that link before. You have to log in. So you have to log into the site to get to that. All right. So these are ways that I can support you ongoingly. And then we're going to talk about specific actions and activities that you can do in each of these areas. Okay. So we have some support systems that you can get into with us ongoingly, all the way down from free and low cost up to our inner circle, which is a bigger investment, and you get a lot more of us. The Unstoppable Health Facebook group. If you're not already in the Unstoppable Health Facebook group, join it. Because once you're, you get access to the Sweet Spot one for a whole year, and you can always join again with a nominal fee. But the Unstoppable Health Facebook group is a really great place to go. We also have the Vital Community, and we give people, for their first time into it, we give them a 2-month trial when they come from a program like Sweet Spot or like our digestive program. So if you've never been in Vital before, you would have gotten an email that invited you to activate your Vital Community membership. If you haven't gotten that email, then just write to us, write to client care or help desk, or posted in the Facebook group that you haven't gotten it. And we'll double check to make sure that it was actually sent. It was supposed to have been sent about 30 days after you started in the Sweet Spot. And the Vital Community is a community where we have three opportunities to get together in a month. One is just an open Q&A. The other one is a health topic where I do a presentation similar to what I'm doing now, not as long. They're usually a half an hour to 45 minutes. And then the third one is our In the Kitchen. And many of you have been to that because we do invite the public to come to those. But then the only people that get the video, downloadable video, and the recipe guide are in the community. The Green Cleanse is a short cleanse, and we do that. We used to do it 3 or 4 times a year, but it got to be a lot more work than we could handle. And when now we're doing it once or twice a year. We plan to do it again in, I think, July or August. We're looking at dates. It's basically a take a break in the action. We also have our gut repair and alkalizing nutrition for digestion. We call it the GRAND program, where we go deep dive into digestion. We have our adrenal fatigue program, where we do deep dive into adrenal. We have our thyroid revive and thrive, where we go deep dive into thyroid. Then we have our body balance solution, which takes all of the above. Well, it takes the green cleanse, the GRAND, the cafe, the thyroid, and the sweet spot, puts it together and adds some extra stuff. And I'll show you what's in that as well. Then you can also get personalized coaching. You can also sign up for a 3-month package of getting together with a coach on a regular basis to get support in guiding you where you need to go. And then finally, we have our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, which is a 12-month program where you get everything we got. And you also get a lot of coaching. So there's a lot of ways that I can support you and Lynn can support you and our community can support you moving forward. But the first thing is to identify your obstacles. You've got to realistically look at, am I having fun every day? If you're not having fun every day, figure out what's fun. Go back into Sweet Spot. Get that assessment and figure out what's fun. And let's go ahead and do it. Right? Let's just do something for 5 minutes a day that's fun. What about rest? Are you sleeping enough? Are you taking rests throughout the day? Look at that realistically. What about exercise? A lot of you got really motivated when you heard Maria yesterday. Movement is critical, whether it be putting on some music and dancing in your kit, in your living room, or going for a run, a walk, lifting weights. The more deliberate you are with that. Look at that. How is it for you? Be realistic. And then you want to look at your environment. Are you clean environment? Do you need some air filters in your environment? Do you have mold in your environment? What are you using for cleaning products, for home care, for self-care? Diet. We talked a lot about diet here. There's a lot more that you can learn to know, and I'm going to show you in a minute how you can evaluate your nutrients. We have nutrient evaluations that we do in our energy recharge program, in our gut repair program, because it's really critical to identify, are there particular nutrients out of balance and what foods or what supplements or what herbs you can do to support that. Your outlook we talked about, you know what to do there, but a lot of people are going around with that not so positive attitude because life's been tough. I've never had success with that before. It's just my genetics. Everybody in my family was fat and had arthritis, so of course I'm going to have it. That limits you. And then finally, your mindfulness. Are you having habits every day where you're connecting to that spiritual part of you, to that de-stress part of you, to that energy balance part of you? We have a form. It's called the Body Freedom Foundation Scorecard, and we use it for our people in our year-long program, and we also do it in the Body Freedom program where you just get to look at this whole thing, and then we have little bits of information, not little bits, a lot of bits, where we take you through how do you get and balance each of these areas. It's extraordinarily valuable. So then you get a score, same way you got for your score for your organs and glands. Which one do you need to focus on the most? Interestingly enough, when we did this at our Spring into Vitality, which some of you were at 2 years ago, and we did this, and I asked people to, like, how many people had fun as your highest score? How many people had exercise as your highest score, your most impaired score? It was funny because fun was the worst one for most people. Very interesting. So it's important to get in touch with this and then address it. We can't build a house on a shaky foundation. This stuff has to be in balance. You can't have a lousy attitude and be depressed and be negative and have your body get well. You need tools and strategies and coaching and accountability to get this thing working. There's these nutrient scorecards that are in our gut repair program and also in our year-long energy recharge, where we ask all kinds of questions about how's your fatty acids and how are your vitamins and minerals. And then you get a score, the essential fatty acids, the amino acids, the vitamin A, the B vitamins, vitamin B1, 2, 3, 4. In our year-long program, our energy recharge, we have a whole big section on all of these nutrients where you can learn what foods to eat for them, what symptoms may be caused by deficiencies. This is important stuff to know, right? You want to be looking at this, like, how well am I eating? When I did Marsha's and we ran through her chronometer, get the chronometer program, put your daily diet in there and see what vitamins, what minerals, what amino acids, what fatty acids you might be out of balance on. This is the next critical step for you to do, whether you do it by getting chronometer and putting everything in or whether you join one of our programs where we can guide you through this. This is a piece you have to do. Same thing with the foundations. Whether you do it with us or whether you do it on your own, you need to be evaluating where you're at with it, because until you know what your obstacles are, you don't know how to deal with it. In our energy recharge program and also body balance, we give you access to what we call the Master Health Tracker. It's a spreadsheet I've put together over decades of working with clients and patients and helping them to get well. And we actually can score all your nutrients, what imbalances you have, and also your score on that body system and also the score on the hormone and gland. And you can do these every 3 or 4 months and put your scores in and be able to track. And this is a really cool spreadsheet because the boxes will turn the colors that you see on your form, your assessment. It says, oh, if it's over 50, it's going to be red. These boxes, when you put the numbers in, will turn red or green or yellow or orange. And then you can track it over time. And it's a really great reinforcement. Hey, I'm doing really well here, but I'm still not getting enough iodine. Maybe I need to eat more sea vegetables. Maybe I need to supplement, right? I'm still having some issues with my thyroid, huh? And I'm also having trouble with iodine. Maybe there's a connection. So it's really helping it to empower you to take charge. Okay, so this is what the hormone and gland and body systems one look like. There's even one for brain and neurotransmitter. So it's a matter of you getting in control. And then you may need to test some of these things. So how do you know if your digestion, other than the symptoms, are there other ways? I'm really a big fan of using the symptoms and using the no-cost ways, but then there's ways to look at this. There's all kinds of ways that we describe in our gut repair program. There's some stuff in your blood, there's stool, there's a very variety of different things that you can do at home. Blood sugar, you already know a lot of that stuff. We've done that. Adrenals, there's certain tests that you can do, thyroid, sex hormones, organs, right? I don't have time to go through all of this. We have modules and descriptions and how to do this. In our ERC year-long program, we even have what we call virtual retreat days where you'll come and bring your labs. You know, I'll teach you what labs to get, but then you come and you bring your labs and we assess it. I sit there with you and, you know, we get multiple people on there and we go through it and we learn from each other. It's phenomenal. If you don't have access to support like that, it's a great way to do it. We also have for each of these sets of areas, what are some of the things that you would want to do to help rebalance, right? And this is where we take you through in each of the individual programs, or if you join our energy recharge program, where you get access to all of this. You've got to address, first of all, with that assessment I gave you, where's the next piece? What's the next piece that you need to be addressing? This is, I just wanted to show you this unstoppable health roadmap. I believe we all can be unstoppable. I believe that my choices help me to feel the way I do, which is like phenomenal just about all the time, unless I abuse myself and don't get enough sleep or don't exercise for a week or two. here's something I want to just say about exercise. I said it on the call with Maria. I said it on the Facebook page. We think that we can get away with not exercising much and still maintain healthy blood sugar. But in reality, we need to do it at least, don't have more than 2 days in a row where you don't. And this was based on Jody, Dr. Stanislaw. She's a an MD who has type 1 diabetes. She's been experimenting on herself. And what she discovered was if she consistently exercises, her level of insulin that she needs to inject goes down. If she goes more than 2 days without exercise, her insulin needs goes up. So that applies to us, even though we're not type 1 diabetics, because it has to do with the insulin sensitivity. So if she's noticing that she needs to secrete more insulin or to take in more insulin because her body doesn't make it, what the heck do you think your body's doing? It's making more insulin on those days, which is damaging the vessel walls and damaging the peripheral nerves and all the things that excess insulin does. So the exercise is a critical piece, very critical piece. This is a roadmap where you get this really beautiful laminated, not really laminated, but a shiny paper that you can actually fold up like a roadmap and give you one of these that you can actually keep track of and put it on your wall. We do that in our energy recharge program. So how do you optimize your digestion? You know, those of you who showed up with the digestion being high, being out of balance, you want to assess the digestion and nutrient status. You've already assessed the digestion. Assessing the nutrient status is important because when the digestion's out of balance, your nutrients are out of balance. You want to optimize that upper part of the gut, the reflux and low hydrochloric acid and soothing protocol. You want to look at healing your leaky gut. You want to look at parasite cleanse if you have it, candida overgrowth, bacterial overgrowth, dysbiosis is what it's called, poor life in your gut. This is important. This is going to keep you slim and trim and energetic. So if you've been doing the blood sugar, and realistically you have been doing it to par, and you're still having some issues, it could be that you need some of these protocols for your gut, whether it's SIBO, whether it's specific diets like specific carbohydrate or FODMAPs, or assessing your transit time, optimizing your elimination, and even liver and gallbladder cleanse. These are all the things that we do in our gut repair program. And it's the happybellysystem.com. If you go there, you can learn about it. I've created a promo code. So if you want to join any of our other programs based on your numbers in that assessment and get our support with this, happy to support you. We're going to take $100 off whichever program you join. So this is the Gut Repair SSS Next 100, and that coupon is good for the next week. So till the 31st of May, you can do that. If you decide you need more than one of these, get them now while you can get the discount, and I'm going to also share how you can get all of them together. Gut repair, adrenal repair, adrenal assessments, right? That tells you where you're at. In addition to what we gave you on that hormone and gland assessment, we have a whole bunch of assessments that you can do at home. There's also some tests that you can do, and we teach you how to interpret those and to find out what stage of adrenal dysfunction you're in. You've already learned the stress transforming process, which is in there. We're going to teach you adrenal balancing daily rituals, the herbs, the elixirs, the nutrition. We have a thing we call the Lift Your Libido Guide, which is the herbal elixirs that work like magic. And we guide you through a 30-day adrenal reboot. Like with the sweet spot and the metabolic reset, 30 days may be enough. 30 days may be too much. You may not need quite 30 days. 30 days. Maybe just right, or you may need longer than that. It's all up to you, and we give you the tools to support yourself throughout. And that's our Correcting Adrenal Fatigue and Exhaustion program. It's at cafeprogram.com. Again, you can use that same code, SSSNEXT100. If you're going to do multiples of these, do it in two separate orders because it only allows one of those coupons per order, and it'll only take $100 off. So if you do two programs on one, do it in separate ones so you can get the $200 off. But again, I'm going to share with you a better way than that. We also got the thyroid. We have something we call the Thyroid Revive and Thrive System. How do you interpret your guide? This is amazing. Most of you got a bonus for this, and it may not have been delivered yet, but it will be shortly, for helping you to look at the thyroid revive inside. It's like we give you this last, the last part of this, that when it all comes together, it's just a little booklet that's thyroid balancing step by step. Like, how do you know which of the possible thyroid imbalances? Guess what? There's not just one. Your doctor thinks there's just one good thyroid or two, hyperthyroid, hypothyroid. But there's a lot of fine tuning within that, with thyroid interconversions and receptor resistance and overconversion, underconversion, autoimmune. We teach you all about that and guide you through getting that balanced in our Thyroid Revive and Thrive program. Again, you can use that same promo code if you want. And you can just go to all these. We'll be giving you the slides for this. So it'll be up on the site. You can go back through it and you can find this. You can read and you can decide what you want. I'm going to also tell you that you're going to be able to talk to one of our people to say, what do you think my next step is? Because it may be confusing for you. And I want to make that available, and I'll tell you how in a minute. The next way that you can get our help is to put all of this together that we just talked about, the thyroid, the adrenal, the gut, and also the blood sugar, which you've already been through but can go through again if you get in with the body balance. Plus, we've created that first, it's called Empower Your Inner Healer. It's a first module for it. And it's step-by-step, 12 steps to getting you started. That includes some of the balancing of those pillars. And that's what it is, and you get resources in every single one of those to take you step-by-step by step. Some of these you've already done. Some of them you haven't. And we include, this is a six-month program. So each of the others can take you as long as you want. They're self-study. With each of the others, you get a couple of months in our vibrant, our office hours, which you got with the Sweet Spot. Sweet Spot has the longest. I think you had four of those. I think you get two in each of those. The Body Balance six-month program, we figure it'll take you about 6 months. It may take you longer, but and you can have access to it for a year. But you've got access to the membership site, and the five modules are Empower Your Inner Healer, Optimize Digestion and Detox, Stabilize Blood Sugar, Repair and Rebuild Your Adrenals, and Restore Thyroid Function. So you're basically getting all of those programs, including the cleanse, in there. It's all self-paced. It's downloadable. You're going to get guidelines and recipe guides. You're going to get recipe guides for each of these areas. You're going to get community support, which is a separate Facebook group, 6 months of personal group mentoring. But we're also throwing in as a bonus right now for you guys. We're only doing this during the launch. We just launched this a short while ago, and we're not going to be doing this up into the future because we don't have enough resources to offer the personal intake calls. But you'll get a personal intake call with one of our coaches and an exit call at the end of the 6 months to see what do you need to do next, right? The total value of this, the cost of this, if you go to bodybalanceformula.com, is $1,997. But here's what I'm going to do for you guys, because you're in Sweet Spot and because I want you to really enjoy this, you're going to get it for $1,000 off at SSSERC1000. So you can use that code and you can take $1,000 off of that. So basically for $997, you're going to get all the next programs with 6 months of additional support and two private coaching calls. So it's a really, really nice setup. The whole idea is to remove the obstacles. Now, you may not need any support from me. You may be that self-starter that you're just going to run with it. But chances are good that you're going to do better if you have the community like you've had here and you have the coaches, me and my other coaches. So you want to get the obstacles out of the way. What's keeping you from reaching that success? Here's the thing. We all have choices every single moment. And this is a motto that one of my clients came up with, and I've been using it ever since. Don't exchange what you want in the moment for what you want most. In the moment, I may want that chocolate candy bar. What I want most is unstoppable energy and health and freedom from pain. So I'm going to choose the salad instead, right? You see the picture, all the junky food over here and the green stuff over here. Don't exchange what you want in the moment for what you want most. It's all about balance. It's about balancing us from an energetic standpoint. We've got the chakras. We've got the energy systems in the body. We've got the acupuncture meridians. We've got the biochemistry. We've got the structure. And we're giving you the opportunity to do that. And when you want to go further and balance all of that, we've got our energy recharge inner circle. It's a full year program. You get a full year of support. You get everything I've talked about and a whole lot more. And I'm going to give you a URL you can go to. But I'm also going to give you a URL where you can go in and set up an appointment with one of my coaches to decide if this is what's right for you, or if one of the other programs is what's right for you, what is your next step? There's so much support here. There's monthly calls with me. You get a year in the Vital community, so you've got that monthly call with me. You get a year of the monthly office hours, so that's 3 calls a month with me on a group coaching. So that's almost every week you've got a call with me. Depending on what level you join us at, there's an opportunity for a 4th call with me. And then every month there's a call with one of our coaches, our functional nutrition coaches, and they usually talk about a topic and then answer all your questions. So we are giving you a year of full support, weekly calls, plus everything we've ever created on our website. Our whole goal is to help you evaluate, relieve the current symptoms, restore balance, and support you every step of the way. I believe that in order for you to be healthy, you need this balance. You need to have gratitude. We talked about that with the stress management. You need support. You need love, but you need also education. Because I don't want to just tell you what to do. I want you to understand why you're doing it. And you see that in the sweet spot. That's how we do it in all of our programs. We want you to be the owner of your body. I want you to put me out of business. I want you to be able to go through this and figure it out. Now, some people come back year after year just because they love the community support. They love my support, and we have definitely incentives for coming back. So again, don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. You can register at energyrechargecoaching.com. You can only register for what we call the silver level, because in order to get into the gold or gold plus level, you have to meet with one of my people. But you are welcome to go to energyrechargecoaching.com and grab a seat if you want to, if it's calling to you, after you read it. And I'm going to tell you what special incentives I'm going to give you for doing that right away if you want to do it. Or you can apply now. Go to ercapply.com. There's a little video. There's a downloadable, I think, 15-page catalog of everything you get in this program, so you can read it and then meet with one of our coaches and decide if this is what you need, or if one of our other programs is what you need. If maybe you just need the green cleanse, maybe you just need to be in the Vital community for a year. Whatever it is, we're very open and honest with you about what we think you need. First of all, the ERC program can only take between 30 and 50 people in it. And guess what? There are 500 of you in Sweet Spot. So we can't even take everybody, right? We can't even take everybody. We will give preference to those who go out to the to sign up for the silver level tonight. And if you decide you want to upgrade into the other levels, you can. The highest level, which is called the gold plus level, actually has probably, depending on whether you do a full pay or a private pay or payment plan, it has up to 6 calls with me throughout that. Plus you're getting a private coach for a whole year, and you're getting all the group support. I mean, the support is phenomenal. You are not going to be left alone. You're going to be taken by the hand. We're going to help you decide what you need. Now, here's what I want to tell you. If you go out to that NEPT ERC apply and you download that catalog, that's last year's features. We're going to give you everything that's in there, but we're also going to be editing that and changing it, which we haven't yet, to add some new stuff and maybe take some of that away. Here's the good news. If you sign up by between now and next week, the 31st of May, you will get everything that we offered last year. You will get the investment we offered last year minus $1,000 as a Sweet Spot bonus. If you've been in the Sweet Spot private coaching, you'll get minus an extra $500, because what we promised you is you get another program at the end. So if you're in the private coaching and you have $1,500 off of last year's investment, you get all of last year's features, which some of which are going to go away, plus you're going to get all of this year's features. So right now I'm just offering this to you because I haven't had a chance to actually go through and update it, but I have all kinds of ideas, and Lynn and I both. Plus you're going to get, in addition to everything I told you, you're going to get a nutrigenomics module where you're going to learn everything about your genes, how to interpret it, when we're going to have a live call where I'm going to help you interpret it. If you're in the Gold or Gold Plus, or the Gold Plus, I think it is, you're going to also get a free test. If you've already done the test, you're going to get it for somebody else if you do full pay. And you're going to get a private call with me to go over it. So there's a lot of support there. But read about it in the document. But this isn't for everybody, right? First of all, I said there's 30 to 50 seats. There's 400, 500, 600 of you in this program. And, you know, we're not going to be able to take everybody, but you know who you are if you need it. And if you want it, if you are unwilling to make diet or lifestyle changes to improve your health, it's not for you. Well, clearly you guys are because you've been in this. But if you have a tendency to be negative and whine and complain and blame everybody else and not want to take responsibility, then this isn't a good program for you. If you'd rather just be told, here, take this, do that, without really understanding why, you don't need this program. We're here to empower you to be the best you possibly can. And if you'd rather struggle, figure it out by yourself, and this is not for you, right? We're going to help you figure it out. You don't have to struggle. But also, if you're not ready to discover how powerful and full of vitality you really are because you've been covering up, maybe there's reasons for staying there. But if these things don't apply to you and you just want to get the best possible you can be, I highly recommend that you go to energyrechargecoaching.com. Use the promo code SSSERC1000. Sign up for the silver level. It's a small investment for today, and then there's a payment plan. You can just get started and secure your spot for about $499 to secure your spot. And then depending on what level you want to go into, if after meeting with one of our people, it's determined that this isn't the right program for you, that $499 can be applied to any of the other programs that the coach thinks you are there for. The reason I'm saying to do that is because that way it holds your spot, because if we run out of spots, then you don't get it. So this is the silver level. I don't want to go into too much detail. We're starting to run out of time, but there's training modules, there's the consultation and goal setting appointment with a functional nutrition coach, a group coaching and quarterly check-in with me, small group coaching calls every month with your coach, with anywhere from 3 to 6 people total. At the gold level, in addition to everything in silver, you're going to get additional office hours with me. It's a small group. Usually there's, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 people. Usually it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 or 7 people on a call with me. So you get me to yourself, basically. There's one-on-one and quarterly reviews with your coach. And there's the initial consultation. There's 4 initial conversations with your coach once a week until your coach gets your full history, lays out a plan for you, and is ready to support you. There's a lab analysis call with me. And if you do a full pay, you're going to get adrenal test, which is actually a Dutch test, is what we're going to give you. I have to change. Like I said, we're going to change these. And then the Gold Plus has everything in gold and silver, plus a quarterly one-on-one review with me, 3 kitchen customization calls with Karen Osborne, who's an amazing kitchen coach and chef, 3 energy block breakthrough sessions with one of our coaches who's been trained in transpersonal energy healing, and then on full pay, you get adrenal and genetic testing tests, the actual tests that I go over with you. So it's actually the Dutch test and the genetic testing, and I go through it with you. So you're basically getting 7 calls with me, because you got there was one other coach. I don't know. It turned out to be 6 or, yeah, the genetics, right? Genetic testing, adrenal, and then there was one other. I don't remember what it was. The lab testing. So you're basically getting, if you do a full pay on the energy, the gold, you're getting 7 calls with me plus the monthlies, a couple of times a month with your coach. You're going to get supported. You're going to get this under control. You're going to figure this out, and you're going to be feeling great. This is Sarah. She's been in our energy recharge for a few years now. She just keeps getting better and better. She's in the Gold Plus right now. She wrote a beautiful testimonial about her experience, and it's in that full catalog, which you can get at Energy Recharge, ERC Apply. This is Carolyn. She just wrote me an email. She used to live in Austin. She moved to Portland. She's a holistic that, and she did the Gold program, and she wrote a beautiful testimonial, and it's in the thing. You can read about her experience after having been to Ayurvedic practitioners and naturopaths and how she finally got control. And she wrote to me just last week about how amazing she is and how grateful she is. What's your one thing? What is it that you want to achieve, and how is your health holding you back? And that's what we want you to do. So I don't want you to exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. And I'm going to offer some quick action if you want to do ERC. If you register for any program tonight, I'll give you a 30-minute strategy session with one of my coaches. So whether you go to one of those links or you go to ERC, energyrechargecoaching.com, and just sign up for Silver and then decide which program you're going to do after you talk to a coach, then we're going to give you a strategy, an extra 30-minute strategy session. If you register by the 31st, you're going to get a one-on-one strategy session with me. So if 25 of you register by then everybody gets a one-on-one strategy session with me. And I will tell you, I can get to the heart of things really quickly when I'm with you one-on-one. I will make sure that you fill in your form so I really know you before we have that. And then also, if you register by May 31st, I'm going to do a small group nutrigenomics interpretation for everybody that registers by then, and we're going to go through your genetics and help you. So here's the links that you need. We're giving you promo codes if you want any of the individual programs, SSS Next 100, and if you want to get into either the Body Balance, which is a six-month, the Energy Recharge, which is a year-long, use SSS ERC 1000, and we'll give you $1,000 off. So that's the story. Super special, extra quick action bonus for anybody registered by the end of the weekend. We're going to throw in an extra private consultation with a functional nutrition coach if you register at ERC. So go to energyrechargecoaching.com. And we're also going to give you a virtual group retreat day with me, which is called Roadmap to Unstoppable Health. And that's however number many people. It might be 3, it might be 5, it might be 2, that you're going to get that extra support with me. So you've got a lot to think about here in terms of, do you need my support, or do you, if I'm going to put the other page up so you can see all the links. Do you need my support, or do you need my coach's support, or can you do this on your own? Now, if you're a real go-getter, you can do it on your own. It will take longer to figure it out. You won't have that support. But we're happy to give you what you need to do that. And we've already given you those two assessments. You're kind of in the right direction. Giving you a few tips. You're going to have these slides. You can do it on your own, but it's much easier, much quicker to do it with support. So I'd love to continue with you. I would totally love. I've loved this group. I absolutely loved interacting in the Facebook group. I'd like to continue. The links are here for either the gut repair, which is happybellysystem.com, the adrenal, which is cafeprogram.com, or thyroidreviveandthrive.com. Or that combination of all of those, plus a lot of extra support and 6 months of support in bodybalanceformula.com, using the code SSSERC1000, or energyrechargecoaching.com, where you can actually sign up and secure your spot, so you're one of those top people that get in, or ERC apply. If you go to energyrechargecoaching.com, make sure you also apply for a strategy session, unless you're really clear that you just want that silver level, that's fine, and you can go forward with it, but if you want more, you can go to the apply. I am thrilled to have worked with you guys. We're here. You've still got support in the suite, in the coaching. We're not going to quite be there as much. But if you have questions about anything we went over in this call, you're going to get slides. You're going to get access. Post it in the group, and we'll be there to support you. But we'd love to. Whether you're not sure what to do at all, you're not sure if you need the gut program, the adrenal program, the thyroid, go to ercapply.com. You'll fill in a form that gives us a good health history on you. You'll meet with one of my coaches, and we'll help you decide which is the best place for you. And even if it's just go to the Vital community and get an annual membership, if that's what they think is best for you, that's what they'll tell you. Because like I said, we only have room for between 30 and 50, depending on the levels. There's only room for, in the top level, which is the gold plus, we only have room for 6, because I can't take more than 6. And in the gold, I think we have room for, how many coaches do we have? I think we have room for 20 in the gold middle level, and then, you know, more in the silver level. So depending on how it breaks down, it determines how many people we take total. Love to support you. I'm going to see if there's questions. And Lynn says there's payment plans. In fact, right there on, if you go to energyrechargecoaching.com, you can get started on a payment plan for $4.99. Like I said, if you also do the apply, we'll apply that to whatever it is that you decide is best for you. If you do a full pay, here's a good deal for those of you who are already in the private coaching. A full pay on the, if you do a full pay, it's another $1,000 off. And if you're in, so if you're basically, if you're in the private coaching now, you're going to get $2,500 off the ERC program, which is like crazy. But we're only offering it at this level for you guys. In June, we have plans to open this up to the public. And by the way, you're also going to get access to a 2-day live stream event that we're doing at the end of June. That's where we're going to announce this to the public. So hopefully you'll already have your seat, because that's when the floodgates will open and we'll open it up to the public. But you're going to get free access to that. You'll see me advertising it for $97 for the weekend. You'll get free access to it. But don't wait till then, because you'll pay a lot of extra money and you'll also may not get a seat in. We may not do that event. Well, we may do it, but we may not offer this. We will do it. But we may not do it. We may not have any more seats left by then if all of you guys decide you want to do it. So we'd love it. Yeah. So here's the thing. I said this right up front, Wanda. Feels left out because she can't afford these plans. Yeah, there's going to be an investment in this. But I started the thing out saying, join the Unstoppable Health Facebook group. The Unstoppable Health Facebook group is free. You don't get the level of the support. No way. We can't give you a level of support because I have to pay my coaches. We have, you know, your investment is going to be proportional to how much support you can get. But we also have the Vital Community. Like Lynn says, it's $19.95 a month, I think, and or $150 for the year, and you get a lot of support there. You don't get one-on-one support. You don't get monthly, weekly, you know, group calls and everything else, but you can do it. So, just body RC Silva, yay, Claudia. Yes, if you want to have a coaching call to determine which one's best, Claudia, go ahead and click on ercapply.com and put your name in there. You'll get access to Lynn and Jan's calendar, and you pick a time and you can talk about it. Yay, Claudia. Awesome. At the end of the weekend does include Monday, Memorial Day. You're right. Yes. And is the Happy Belly system same as Grand? Yes. And Marcia, since you're in the private coaching, you can get Grand for free because you get included that, or you can use a $500 credit plus the $1,000 off, plus if you do full pay, $2,500 off silver, or apply it to gold or gold plus. Yes. Since I was just joined, if you just joined the Vital Community, like just recently, yes, we'll give you credit for that. Absolutely. If you joined like last year, no, but we'll just extend your membership an extra 6 months after. Perfect. Yes. And yes, Susan is an ERC coach too. So lots of questions here. So what I'm going to do, since we don't have time and I have another call right after this, I was hoping I didn't and I could just stay on. But there's a lot for you to think about. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to look at my calendar, and we're going to schedule another Q&A call, which is just pure Q&A. I'm going to stop this recording and do that. I can't find where the button is. All right. How do I stop this recording? All right. Well, I can't. So I'm going to go ahead and look at my calendar. And I'm going to see if I can pick a time when we can have another call before the 31st so I can get all your questions answered. And we can do that probably on Tuesday. Probably on Tuesday in the middle of the day. Because I can't, did we move this? Might have moved this call. Why didn't that get moved? Oh, it did get moved. We'll probably do something on Tuesday. I'll come up with a time, and then we'll just post it so we can get all of your answers, your questions answered. Right? And you can also put it all in the Facebook group if you have questions about this. But actually, the best way to get your questions answered is to go to ercapply.com and sign up and figure out what your next best step is. Okay? We're here to support you. Orientation call is at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe we can get some of the coaches in. We'll figure out a time. I'll talk to Lynn, and we'll figure out a time to get you in. Might be on Thursday, actually. But set up your appointments. Here's the thing. If you go to get on the calendar and all these appointments are taken and you can't get in before the 31st, it doesn't matter as long as you've booked your appointment by the 31st, okay? So even though I said this offer's on the table until the 31st, if you have an appointment and, you know, it's all booked and you have an appointment on the 1st or the 2nd or the 3rd or whatever, then as long as you've booked the appointment by the 31st, we'll honor that. Okay? I'm totally like a softy, and I'm not here to, I'm not here to be unfair or anything like that. Yeah. I know it's a lot. I debated whether I should tell you all of this stuff, but here's the thing. Just sign up at ercapply.com. If you're not sure, go to ercapply.com, ercapply.com, and that will totally get you into talking to Jan or Lynn or one of our other coaches about what your options are, and they will help support you in getting to the heart of it and what your next step will be. Okay? ercapply.com. If you want to lock in by, like I said, some of the specials that are here till the end of the day, great. That'll be some extra stuff. Just go to Energy Recharge Coaching, sign up for the payment plan, and we can always convert it to full pay if you decide that that's what you really want to do. Okay? So much love. I've got to get on. I've got another call for our insulin resistance practitioners right after this. Bad timing, but I'm so, I'm taking on more work today, living off savings. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, go to ercapply.com, download that, and then Lynn and Jan and some of our other coaches will help you. Okay? All right. Much love to everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.